Hello?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am Pastor Anthony Simmons. I'm here with my beautiful, wonderful wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for you and the New Creation Church family, believing that God is about to move in a mighty way over these next few moments that we have together. Hallelujah. I pray that your heart is encouraged. I pray that no matter what you're dealing with, you are convinced that God is able. Let us pray before we go into this worship service. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you so loved the world that you sent your only begotten Son, that all of us who believe in him shall never perish but have eternal life. Now, Father God, I thank you for the Zoe life, the life more abundantly, the life, glory be to God, as we live on earth, Lord. Multiply, replenish, increase us in every area, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for God assembled in this sanctuary on today, that you meet them right where they are and hold back the hand of the adversary. Devil is a liar. So, God, we thank you in advance. We praise you in advance. And we glorify the name of Jesus in advance. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, I'm just sitting with anticipation on today. I believe God is about to speak to us in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and call somebody in Facebook or whatever you got to do to alert somebody to a word from the Lord on this afternoon. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful day here in the state of New Jersey, and we know that God is up to something. So after you hear this next praise and worship song, you're going to hear from Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Again, we thank God for you for tuning in today to us. I believe God is going to speak to you and me today as we hear from our pastor today on what thus said the Lord in this hour. So get ready, get your hearts and your ears ready to hear from God in Jesus' name. Again, tell somebody about this broadcast, even as you hear this next praise and worship song. Give them the number, give them the information, because people need a word from the Lord today. Receive this next praise and worship experience, and after that, you'll hear from my own Pastor Rebecca Simmons. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Life and mercy. good time.
Hooray.
Praise Him.
Hooray.
When things are going wrong.
Hooray.
Praise Him.
Hooray.
Help me in here.
Hooray.
Come on and pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, there's none like you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We magnify your name on today. God, we praise you in advance because you are worthy, God. You alone are worthy. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise him in advance. Amen. Well, praise God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, come on, and let's go to the service of the Lord. Amen. God truly is good and worthy to be praised. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we welcome you again to our midday worship service. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to grab your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 14. Verse 22, Matthew 14:22. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that you're having a good day. It looks like spring has sprung. Amen. We're in the first day of the month of May. Amen. And really excited about what God is going to do. It's a new season. Tell yourself it's a new season. Amen. It is a new season, and I'm excited about the new season. Amen. Hallelujah. So just grab your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 14. Go on down to verse 22. We're going to read verses 22 through 33. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it reads, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him into the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away," hallelujah, we thank you, God, we praise you, hallelujah. "When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for, Father God, all that you do for us and all that you have done and all that you continue to do, God. We ask, Father God, that you will use this word, Father God, to preach. Father God, deliverance and power unto your people, God, that you will encourage the discouraged on today, set the captives free, save souls, change lives. Lord, we know that you are able. So we just thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come together, Father God, to hear your word. And I ask that you speak, Lord, speak to the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. My God, I just want to speak to you for about 30 minutes on this topic of keeping your eyes on Jesus. There's so much going on in this world. I mean, you turn on the news and you see all kinds of breaking news, and most of it is bad because what the newscasters have to do to keep our attention is to sensationalize everything that is going on in the world. And you would be surprised at some of the stuff that is considered to be newsworthy on today. A lot of you know recently the athlete Jason Collins just came out of the closet. He came out as gay. And to our astonishment, our president and first lady came out and publicly congratulated him and gave him kudos for this courageous decision to come out publicly about his lifestyle. Now, you know and I know that God has given all of us choice. My wonderful husband often preaches on the topic of choice, change, and commitment. We all have a choice. And one thing that God, in his graciousness, does not do is take away our free will. And he leaves us with the ability to choose the path that we're going to take and to choose how we're going to live this life and to choose whom we will serve. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I have decided that I am going to serve the Lord. My God, I'm like Joshua, and I have this declaration on my my lips and in my heart that says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. But there are many that have not come to that conclusion and are not making that declaration. There are many women of God. There are many men of God. There are many, my brother, my sister, and even those who are listening who are not saved. There are many who have not chosen Jesus Christ as the Lord and the Savior of their lives. There are many who are not following after God. There are many that are still choosing to follow the path of their own way. They are choosing to go wherever their emotions and inclinations will lead them. Hallelujah. But I thank God for the day that Jesus Christ stepped into my life and began to manifest change in my life, because I too was on the path of sin. Yes, I am calling the choice that Jason Collins is making. I'm calling it sin because that is what the Bible calls it. The Bible talks about homosexuality. The Bible talks about fornication. The Bible talks about lying. The Bible talks about adultery. The Bible talks about the transgressions and the inequities that are not pleasing to God. The Bible clearly tells us that God does hate sin, but I'm so glad that he loves the sinner. Hallelujah. God loves the sinner. And he, as much as he gives us choice, there is a hearkening, there's a drawing. There's always a drawing. God is always drawing us to come to him, all who are weary, all who are burdened. And he has assured us that he will give us rest. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the rest that I have found in him. Hallelujah. The news is on the TV. The news is on the internet. The news is on Facebook. The news is on the radio. Everywhere that you go, you are being bombarded with news. You know, I was reading a book, and it said that so many of Americans feel like they are about to crack. So many of Americans feel like they are just ready to snap. They're ready to lose their mind. As a matter of fact, the headline said, millions of Americans ready to snap. Millions of Americans ready to snap. And we see that, again, with the occasions that have happened in Boston and New York and all over the globe, that you see so many feeling like they're about to lose their head. There used to be a song that says, "Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head." And so many feel like they are about to snap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there is a safe place. There's a safe place to be found in Jesus. The Bible talks about the fact that Jesus had told the disciples to go to the other side. The disciples got into the ship, and as they got into the middle of the water, there was a storm. And it happens in so many of our lives. I'm here to tell you that as you are moving forward to obey God, more likely than not, there will be a storm. As you are moving forward to obey God, more likely than not, there will be a storm. Like today, Pastor Anthony, even as I came on to do the broadcast, there were so many technical difficulties, and I was cut off twice, and then as I thought everything was okay and our first song was playing, as we got to the end of the song, we were cut off again, and I don't know how many people got lost in the process, but I'm seeing now that even the switchboard, that many people that would normally be here are not here, because there is always going to be a barrier to you receiving everything that God has for you, especially when it comes to being a word that God wants to speak into your life for your right now situation. Hallelujah. There will always be obstacles. There will always be barriers. There will always be challenges. There will always be things to try to stop you and prevent you. There will always be discouragement of circumstances coming to make you throw up your hands and quit. But I'm here to encourage you, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to the archive, not to quit. I'm encouraging you that you must continue to press forward. And as you're pressing forward, make sure that you are keeping your eyes on Jesus, even in the middle of the storm, even when the waters are raging and the winds are blowing. You must keep your eyes on Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. You have to know on today that God is faithful to complete the work that he has begun in your life. You must know that if God has promised you some things, that he is faithful to bring those things to fruition in your life. God is faithful. He will manifest himself to you and begin to work things out. He will manifest himself to you and begin to give you peace in the middle of the storm. If you continue to trust in God, if you continue to hold on to his unchanging hand, I'm here to encourage you and to prophesy to you on today that that thing that God has instructed you to do, yes, you are in the middle of the storm. Yes, the winds are blowing and the waters are raging. Yes, it seems like the gates of hell are trying to prevail against you, but I want you to be encouraged and hold on to God's unchanging hand, because God will surely bring that thing to pass as you continue to move forward in obedience. Everything that God has spoken to you will come to pass. And you might say, preacher, well, how do I know? I mean, the disciples had Jesus right with them when Jesus told them to launch out into the deep, when Jesus told them to go to the other side. He was the one who sent them into the storm. See, don't think for a minute that Jesus did not know that the disciples would encounter a storm. I mean, he went up to pray. And we have to, that's another thing that we have to remember. We have to remember that Jesus is always interceding for us. He is always talking to the Father on your behalf. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus went to talk to the Father, and when he came down, he saw the disciples in the middle of the storm. And again, I would offer that Jesus knew that they were going to be caught up in the storm. Hallelujah. See, God often tells us what to do and where to go, but he very, very, very rarely tells us what we have to go through to get to where he is taking us and to do what he has told us to do. God will give us instructions. He speaks to each and every one of us. Yes, God is still speaking, and he will say, I need you to go ahead and start that ministry. I need you to go ahead and start that business, write that book, cut that CD. I need you to go ahead and apply for that position. I need you to go back to school. God will often speak to us about the vision and the plan that he has for our lives, but he very rarely tells us what we have to go through to accomplish what he has spoken to us, what he has instructed us to do. Because if God told you everything that you had to go through to fulfill the vision, to fulfill the plan that he has for your life, you would just throw up your hands and quit. If you could look out over the sea and see the storm that you would have to encounter, you would probably not even get out of the boat. You would probably not even begin to take that leap of faith. You would probably say, you know what, God, that's all right. You know, I'm okay. I'm going to stay right here in my comfort zone. But I'm here to tell you today that God is pushing some of us out of our comfort zone. The way that you've done things is no longer good enough. God is saying it's time to change some things. Hallelujah. It's time for you to increase your faith. Hallelujah. It's time, hallelujah, for you to continue to move forward, even though it looks impossible. God is saying it's time for you to keep moving forward. But don't look at the wind, and don't look at the waves. Don't look at the storm. Don't focus on the people who are coming against you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Somebody say, I got to keep my eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. I have to keep my eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't, you know, I talked about the news earlier. Sometimes when we look at the news, we can get caught up in other people's business, you know, and we can get so caught up in what's going on in the news that it begins to impact us emotionally and physically. It begins to impact our faith. You know, have you ever looked at the news and thought that the whole world had lost its mind? Have you ever looked at the news and felt hopeless? My God. Have you ever looked at your situation in your life and felt hopeless? Hallelujah. I know I have. You know, I've gotten to the point where I've had to shift my focus, amen, and stop looking at what was going on around me and put my eyes back on God, put my eyes back on Jesus. Jesus is the living word. The Bible tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the living word, amen, that Jesus became flesh and came and dwelt amongst men. But it said that those who he was sent to did not know who he was, and there were so many that rejected the very Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. What I'm getting at is that sometimes God will send the word. Amen. He will send you a word. Hallelujah. And you do not recognize, hallelujah, that that is the word for your life. And so often we reject the word, amen, that has been spoken over our lives, because some of us do not believe that we are capable of doing the things that God has called us to do. Some of us do not believe, hallelujah, that God would want to use us, that God would want to heal us, that God would want to prosper us, that God would want to, hallelujah, bless us. But I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, that you need to just go ahead and recognize that this word has been sent not for your neighbor. I'm not telling you to talk to your neighbor today, amen, but this word has been sent specifically for you. God wants to speak to you today. God wants to speak to you today. He wants to encourage you today. God wants to remind you today of what he has spoken over your life. God wants you, hallelujah, to know that even though you have grown weary, hallelujah, it's time for you to strengthen your knees and strengthen your ankles and begin to stand up again and declare what thus says the Lord. It's time for you to prophesy to yourself. It's time for you to begin to declare over yourself, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. I am the top and not the bottom. I am above and never beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am, hallelujah, victorious. I have the victory through Jesus Christ. I am healed. I shall live and not die. Hallelujah. I am a mighty vessel for the kingdom of God. I am a woman of God. I am a man of God. Hallelujah. I am the called of the Most High God. God does have a great plan for my life, plans to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me a hope and a future. Are you prophesying to yourself? Hallelujah. Begin to speak life. My children are blessed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. My business is blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am a position for promotion. Hallelujah. Wealth and riches are in my house. There is no lack. God El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, is covering all of my needs, providing for all of my needs, according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I shall keep my eyes stayed on Jesus because he is the author and the finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm in the middle of the storm. I need you to talk to yourself on today. Hear God on today. You got to say, yes, I am in the middle of the storm, but I am not going under. Hallelujah. I shall not drown. This storm will not take me out. I'm not going to sit around worrying. I'm not going to sit around crying. You got to begin to speak to that situation. Hallelujah. You got to declare. You got to tell Satan to get behind you. You got to put the devil under your feet. Hallelujah. You got to continue to talk to yourself. You got to open your mouth. Don't sit around in the corner quiet. Hallelujah. Some of us have gotten too quiet. We're not speaking out. We're not declaring a thing. The Bible says if you declare a thing, it shall be established. You got to begin to speak to that situation. Begin to speak to your bank account and say, money cometh to me. Begin to speak to your business and say, prosperity cometh to me. Begin to speak to your church and say, souls cometh to me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I will not be defeated. Hallelujah. I'm going to press. Paul says, I will press forward for the high prize of the calling for which I have been called heavenward in Christ Jesus. You have to know today that there is a divine purpose over your life. Hallelujah. Don't worry about your children. Don't worry about, hallelujah, how you're going to make it. Don't worry about tomorrow. The Bible says that none of us by worrying can add one day to our lives. We cannot add one day to our lives by worrying. And worrying is the opposite of faith. Worrying is the opposite of believing. Hallelujah. This is not the time to worry, saint of the Most High God. This is the time to gird up your loins. This is the time to put up your spiritual dukes. This is the time to stand in the power of the might of the Most High God. This is the time to get your faith up. This is the time to sharpen yourself in the things of the spirit realm. This is the time to begin, hallelujah, to get into your word. This is the time to begin to pray more, to read your Bible more, to begin to listen to preachers more. This is the time, hallelujah, for you to edify yourself by the speaking in your heavenly language. This is the time, hallelujah, hallelujah, for you to fast, hallelujah, for you to pray, for you to believe God, hallelujah. This is the time for you to put your eye back on Jesus. This is the time for you to incline your ear to hear what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to tell yourself, I will not back up. I will not back down. Hallelujah. I will not give up. I will not grow weary. I will not faint. Hallelujah. But I'm going to move forward to accomplish my goal. I shall receive everything that God has for me. I shall do everything that God has for me to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I shall be everything that God has called me to be. Hallelujah. This is the time to shout to the Lord. Continue to praise God anyhow. Praise God in the middle of the storm. Praise God in the middle of the struggle. Ha. My God. Praise God. Even when you feel like you're about to snap. That's especially during that time when you feel like you're about to lose it, when you feel like you can't take it anymore, when you feel like you can't go forward anymore, put your eyes back on Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus, the living word. Jesus came to manifest the word of God on the earth realm, in the earth realm. Jesus came to manifest the word of God in the earth realm. Jesus came to manifest the word of God in the earth realm. Hallelujah. That means that when there's a word over your life, hallelujah, when there's a word over your life that you are believing God for, Jesus will always come down to step down in the middle of that word to manifest that word in the earth realm. Huh? You got to hear me on today. Jesus will always come. He's interceding on your behalf to manifest the word of God for your life in the earth realm. He is still the manifestation of the word. That's why I'm telling you today to keep your eyes on Jesus. Believe him. He is the author and the finisher. He is the one who's going to wrap that word up. He is the one that's going to manifest that word. He is the one that's going to make sure that he's reminding God the Father of what has been spoken over your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on Jesus. I'm going to leave you with these three points even as I begin to close out this word on today. I just want to say, first let me say this, in order to the Bible says that Jesus, I was coming from Matthew, hallelujah, chapter 14, hallelujah, verses 22 through 33, and even as I talked about the disciples being in the middle of the storm and Peter saying, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come, and Jesus told him to come, and the Bible says that Peter literally walked on water. Peter did what Jesus was doing. Peter did the impossible. I don't know how long he walked on water. It does not say, but it came to a point as he was walking on water that he says that he saw the wind. Now, how do you see the wind? I mean, because the wind is blowing and you cannot really see the wind, hallelujah. But it came to a point, I believe, that Peter saw the impact of the wind, hallelujah. He saw the circumstances that were created by the wind. And there's so many of you that the wind is blowing in your life, and you're looking at the wind, hallelujah, which means that you're looking at the circumstances in your life that have been created by the wind. And God is saying, don't look at the wind. Don't look at the waves. Don't look at the circumstances, hallelujah. God is saying, keep your mind stayed on Jesus, hallelujah. So in order to do what Jesus did, Peter had to do what Jesus did. He had to have the faith to walk on water. So Peter walked on the water, and that's what we have to do, have the faith, hallelujah, to do what people are telling us is impossible. You have to have the faith to believe that God can do the impossible in your life. Hallelujah. And then another thing that Jesus did a lot of, Jesus prayed, which means that he stayed in communication with the Father. So you have to continue to stay in communication with the Father through your prayer life. Hallelujah. In the middle of the struggle is not the time to give up on your prayer life. Hallelujah. Another thing that Jesus did was he began to walk, and he kept walking. Hallelujah. And that's what you have to do. You have to keep walking. Hallelujah. You have to walk through the storm. You have to keep walking by faith. The Bible says that the just shall walk by faith. Keep walking by faith. Hallelujah. And God wants me to leave you with this, even as I begin to turn it back over to Pastor Amy. He wants me to leave you with these three things. Hallelujah. The first thing that God wants me to tell you is that it's time to release your faith. Hallelujah. It's time to release your faith. Your faith will move the hand of God and allow you to experience a demonstration of his power. Let's go over to Paul and Silas in the book of Acts when they were in the prison in Acts chapter 16, verses 23 through 26. It says they were in the prison. They had been thrown into the inner prison by the prison keeper. And as they were in the prison, it says around midnight, they began to praise, hallelujah, and they began to pray in a loud voice, hallelujah, so that the other prisoners heard them. And as they began to pray and praise God, hallelujah, it says that there was suddenly there was a shaking, a great earthquake came into the prison, and says all of their bounds were loosed, hallelujah, and the prison doors were open. There was a great manifestation of the power of God, and God is saying today, as you release your faith, you're going to see a manifestation of his power. You're going to see a demonstration of his power. God is getting ready to move in the middle of your situation. Some of you have to just go ahead and praise God anyhow. You have to have a yet will I praise him in your heart and on your lips. You have to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. See, when Paul and Silas begin to praise God and begin to pray in the middle of the situation around midnight, they show God that they had faith, hallelujah, that he was going to bring them out. See, you have to have faith that God is going to do what he said he was going to do. That's why we praise him. The joy of the Lord is your strength, hallelujah. You're not about to snap. You're not going under. Yeah, God, this situation is not going to take you out. Hallelujah. The second thing that God wants me to tell you is to refocus your focus. Huh? Refocus your focus. Huh? Hallelujah. Put your eyes right back. Don't look at your circumstances. Put your eyes right back where they belong. Get your eye gaze into the Word of God. Begin to read the Word of God. Begin to eat the Word. Begin to meditate on the Word of God. Hallelujah. You know, it sounds like a cliche to say to keep your eyes on Jesus. But what I want you to do is anytime you feel yourself beginning to worry, I want you to shift. Somebody say shift. I want you to shift your focus and shift your attention. You know how sometimes you might be watching TV and having a conversation with somebody, and then there will be something, you're sitting around and the TV is on and you're having that conversation with the person, and there will be something on TV that will take your mind off of your conversation, and you'll shift your attention onto the TV, and the person will begin to say, you know what, I'm talking to you. you. Don't you hear me talking? And you'll shift your focus back to the person that is talking to you. And that's what God is saying. Don't shift your focus onto the things that are not pertinent to the conversation that he has had with you pertaining to your future. Keep your focus on me. Keep your mind on me. Shift your attention off of the news. Shift your attention off of Facebook. Shift your attention off of that person who's exhibiting bad behavior that is hurting you. Shift your attention off of the boss. Shift your attention, hallelujah, back to the word of God, the conversation that God had with you when he began to reveal his plan to you, hallelujah, when he began to tell you, hallelujah, all of the great things that he was going to do for you, when he began to tell you, hallelujah, that he would never leave you or forsake you, when he began to tell you, hallelujah, that he has a great plan for your life, when he began to tell you, hallelujah, that you are wonderful and fearfully made, hallelujah, that he was going to get the glory out of your life. See, people will try to make you feel like you are inferior. I can imagine the people in the boat. And they were probably telling Peter, Peter, get back in this boat. You can't walk on water. But the Bible says that Peter walked on water. But he began to believe the lies of the enemy. He began to believe the lies of his haters. I'm here to tell you, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the lie of the enemy. Don't believe the devil. The devil is a liar. Anytime somebody comes and tries to tell you that you can't do, be, and have what God has called you to do, be, and have, you know that is a lie from the pit of hell. Because God has spoken. Somebody needs to yell out, God has spoken. Hallelujah. God has spoken. See, refocus your focus. And finally, the third thing that God wants me to let you know is the results will follow. If you do what God is telling you to do, if you release your faith, if you refocus your focus, results will follow. It shall come to pass. Results will follow. You will be able to do the impossible. God will heal your body. God will bring your children up off of drugs. God will bring your children up out of those games. God will begin to cancel out the debt that you have. God will begin to restore that relationship with your child, restore that relationship with your spouse. God will begin to give you promotion on the job. God will begin to give you success at everything that you touch. He told Joshua, he said, let not this book of the Lord depart from your mouth. He says, if you meditate on it day and night, then you will have good success and make your way prosperous. And Psalms 1:1-3, he says, as you delight yourself in the law of the Lord, as you delight yourself in the word of God, he said, you'll be like a tree planted by streams of water, and everything that you do shall prosper. I don't know about you, but that sounds like God's plan for my success. That's God's plan. You're looking for how to prosper, how to succeed, how to be successful in that thing that God has given you to do. But God is saying, my word, I have revealed in my word my plan for your success. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Release your faith. Refocus your focus and results will follow. Grow not weary in well doing. Don't get tired now. It's not time to give up now. Don't start worrying. Hallelujah. And don't begin to waver. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. A double-minded woman is unstable in all of her ways. It's not time for you to waver between faith and doubt. God says continue to keep your faith up. Continue to increase your faith. Stay in the word of God. Keep praising God. Keep praying. Keep believing God. Open your ears to hear the word of God. Open your heart to receive the word of God. Open your mouth to declare the word of God. Say, thus says the Lord, I am more than a conqueror. God, in the name of Jesus, results will follow. Results will follow. I want you to get that down in your spirit. Results will follow. Galatians 6:9 says, if you do not grow weary, if you do not quit, if you do not give up, if you continue to keep your hand to the plow, if you continue to move forward with Jesus, and I know what Galatians 6:9 says, but I'm adding some stuff here. Amen. Galatians 6:9 says that you will prosper. You will reap a harvest. Hallelujah. If you faint not, Hallelujah. Do you hear God on today? You will reap a harvest if you faint not. Hallelujah. I want to speak strength into you. I want to speak, I'm speaking fresh anointing into your life. I'm speaking a fresh anointing into your life. I'm speaking perseverance into your life. Hallelujah. 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 I'm speaking to increase your faith. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, results will follow. Keep your hands to the plow. Keep believing God. Keep pressing. Hallelujah. You have not obtained it yet, but you got to continue to press. Hallelujah. 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 Keep moving forward. Hallelujah. Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, I press. Hallelujah. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Hallelujah. Keep your feet sure. Stay on the straight and narrow path. Hallelujah. Keep my God, keep putting in those applications, huh? Keep applying for that position, huh? Hallelujah. Keep believing God for the money, huh, that you need to do what you need to do. Hallelujah. Call it as it is. Call it as it is to be. Hallelujah. Call those things that are not as though they were. Huh? Keep speaking faith into that situation. Hallelujah. If you have to draw a picture and put it on your refrigerator, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do what you have to do. Keep that vision in front of you and keep believing God for it. Keep saying that your children are blessed. Huh? Hallelujah. Keep saying that your marriage is blessed. Huh? Hallelujah. Keep believing God. Get the word. Go into the Bible. Find the word of God for your situation. Meditate on that word. Hallelujah. And God will surely bring it to pass. I'm here to tell you that God is still a God. I feel God right now. He is still a God of the impossible situation. He is still a God that can turn crooked places straight. He is still a God that can turn upside down, right side up. He is still a God that can heal your sick body. He is still a God, hallelujah, that is restoring our families. He is still a God, hallelujah, that is canceling out debt. God is still able, hallelujah. There is a pastor preached it on this weekend. Is anything too hard for God? I'm here to tell you, I am a witness that there is nothing impossible for God. There is nothing too hard for God. With man, some things are impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. So I don't care how impossible it looks on today. I came to prophesy to you. I came to encourage your faith. I came to tell you, hallelujah, get back in the saddle. I came to tell you to stand up, dust yourself off. I came to tell you to get your faith back. I came to tell you get your joy back. Get your praise back. Hallelujah. Get your dance back. Get your shout back, because God is about to move in the middle of your situation. God is getting ready to do the impossible in the middle of the impossibility that you have been facing. God is getting ready to move. I see your faith moving the hand of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I want to encourage you today, even as you go down from this place, don't look at the wind. Don't look at the circumstances that have been created by the wind. Don't listen to the negative report. Don't believe the hype and don't believe the lies of the devil. But believe the word of God. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. You are already more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Go ahead and magnify his name. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Your mic is open. I see your hand raised. Hallelujah.
Hey, Prophet, how are you?
God bless you. Amen.
I haven't heard you in a long time. I just wanted to say thank you so much. You know, I didn't get the whole message, but when I got online, I'm telling you, I was feeling so down. I mean, just down. And I just want to thank God. You have really been a blessing to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, something was quickening me, you know, like, I don't know if who else is on or whatever, but what they receive, but I'm telling you, this really came straight from the Holy Spirit for me. So I just wanted to encourage you to keep it on and just know that Nichelle was blessed today, you know?
Yes, God bless you, Prophetess Nichelle. Praise God. And that is a blessing. I mean, we have to hear that. Amen. Hallelujah. So many people are right there. Amen. And God is just doing so. I felt the breakthrough in the atmosphere. Amen. Hallelujah. And I do believe that that word was you for you. And God is doing some marvelous things in your life. Hallelujah. And you received the word. I can't add to it because that word, like you said, you received the word. And God is doing it. Amen. So you continue to keep your eyes on Jesus as you move forward, knowing that it shall come to pass. I'm just going to say that it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. So God bless you, and I will be talking to you soon. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Emily, I'm turning it back over to you. Hallelujah. The Lord led me to open the mic because he wanted Prophetess Nichelle Whitaker. I didn't know it was her, but to begin to claim her breakthrough. Amen. And I know many others have gotten a breakthrough through this word on today. Pastor Emily, I'll turn it back over to you in this last few minutes.
Amen. Pastor, I concur with the woman of God that word was a timely word. And, you know, when we look at Second Peter, he said that is the right response for the believer, that we ought to go and get into the things of God all the more, trusting God all the more. And you reminded all of us today our right response, because the news, Pastor, if the truth was to be told, the news may get even heavier. The media may get even wearier. Things in our lives may go more hayward and more wrong, but as you reminded us today, our response, and God will get the blessing out of our lives, is to trust God in spite of what we see in the natural realm. So I thank you for that word, because he looked at the wind and the waves and he began to sink, but before that he was doing and living a miracle. And that's what God wants us to, he wants us to get back to that place. Just getting saved was a miracle for me. Oh, I felt the Holy Ghost. Jesus. So we have to go back to, like you said, our first love. You say that often. Life wears us all down. If you are a parent, if you are married, if you're trying to deal with this economic crisis in our nation, you are going through. But be reminded what Pastor shared with you today, the just shall live by faith, and watch what God do in due season to your life. So, Pastor, I thank you for that, and I really agree with the caller that word was a timely needed word. And you said it. You said you read somewhere that many of the world are going through and responding with worry, but we got to realize some of this is God allowing the world to repent from. So the believer, while God is doing what he needs to do, we need to know that there's a safeguard and hedge around our lives.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. And we have to, and it is a time to repent. So if you're not saved, I want to pray for those who are listening, Pastor Anthony. And I also want to pray for those who are not saved, because like you said, it is a time where God is bringing our attention to the fact that we all need to be delivered from this world. We need Jesus. And it's also a time for the Christian to stand up and be counted as a son of God, as a daughter of God. So even those of you who have unrepented sin in your lives, I just ask that those who have unrepented sin in your life would just, you know, just press your way in to the altar, amen. And those who say, you know what, I could do better. I want to be a son. I want to show the world what God really looks like. Asking you to press in as I begin to pray. And for those of you who have been struggling, I want to pray for you. I know we're in overtime, but we want to pray for you before we go down from this place. I will also want to pray for those, hallelujah, who need their faith to be strengthened in the things of God. We're going to pray for you, amen, hallelujah. And then for those, hallelujah, who are not saved, we want to pray for you. All you have to do is believe that Jesus came and lived and died so that you could have eternal life with God, that he is the Son of God, hallelujah. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you. And it's a gift of salvation, a free gift. And we want you to receive that gift on today. And if that's you, just say today, I receive the gift of salvation on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So we're getting ready to pray for those of you who are here. Amen. And for those of you who are receiving the gift of salvation, for those of you who are receiving the gift of salvation, you can say, I receive, Father God, I believe that Jesus came and lived and died, was buried and rose again for my sins, so that I could be in right relationship with you. I repent of my sins. I receive your forgiveness. I ask Jesus to come into my life and live in my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I declare today that I am forgiven and I am saved. Amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, then you are saved. And for those of you who need to repent, just right now to say, I'm already saved, Father God. I'm already saved. I missed it. And I repent today. I have sinned. And I ask for your forgiveness. Continue to help me to walk according to your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now let me pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. Lord, I thank you for those that are my kosher and AK Sharma who are here today, those under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you for Prophetess Michelle Whitaker. Father God, thank you, Father God, for Sister Maria. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For Mother Mae Thomas. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For all of those who are listening, Father God, Pastor Anthony, Minister Valerie Allen, all of those who are listening on the phone line and in the chat room, oh God, for every listener, God. Father God, we just ask, Father God, I ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will continue to encourage their hearts, Father, that you will continue, Father God, to, Father God, walk with them and talk with them, quicken this word upon their hearts, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that this word is sealed upon their lives, oh God, and that no weapon formed against them can prosper, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for them being quick in their faith, for them being quickened, Father God, on this journey, Father God, to not grow weary, Father God, in well-doing, to not give up, to not grow faint, to not look at the ways, to not look at, Father God, the circumstances, to not even listen to the naysayers, God. But Lord, thank you for these, your people, Father God, who, Father God, who have made up their minds that they're going to continue to keep their eyes stayed on Jesus, not as a cliche, Father God, but remembering that Jesus is the living, manifested word, and that even as you gave a word, Father God, to the Israelites, Father God, and that Jesus came and stepped down, Father God, from heaven and stepped down into the middle of the earth realm, Father God, to manifest your word to your people, God, we thank you that Jesus is yet still, Father God, stepping into the middle of our situation, manifesting your word in the earth realm. So, Lord, I thank you for divine manifestation of your word in the lives of your people, that not one word shall fall to the ground, but they shall have, be, and do, God, what you have called them to have, be, and do. I bind up worry. I bind up fear. I bind up frustration. I loose your power. I loose your healing power. I bind up sickness right now in the name of Jesus. I declare, oh God, hallelujah, and decree, oh God, that your people are more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, over their families, over their finances, over their children, their marriages, oh God, hallelujah, their business endeavors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I declare, oh God, that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. No weapon, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Their children are blessed. Huh? Their grandchildren are blessed. Hallelujah. Their money is blessed. Hallelujah. Now loose my God, prosperity. You said riches and prosperity are in the homes of your people, oh God. So, Lord, we loose prosperity right now, God. We declare every bill paid. Supernatural debt cancellation. Supernatural healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Supernatural success.
success, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being the secret to our success, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way in the lives of your people. Even as we go down from this place, I feel you, God. I feel your power. Thank you for releasing your power, God. Even as we release our faith, even as we refocus our focus, even as we, Father God, believe and declare and decree that results will follow, oh God. Hallelujah. We stand and touch and agree on one accord that it is so and that it shall come to pass. Every word that you have spoken, though it tarry, we will wait on it, for it shall come to pass. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you as we go down from this place and we say, have your way. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The peace of the Lord be with your people on today. The joy of the Lord be in their strength. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Well, God bless you. Pastor Anthony had to leave us. He is at work. I mean, that is faith. When you can be at work and still do the work of the Lord, he's on his lunch break, and he faithfully takes time out on Wednesdays to come and be with us during this worship service because God has given us an assignment, amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Know that we love you. Know that God loves you, amen, hallelujah. Meet us tonight over at New Creation Christian Ministries Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. We're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Meet us on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, the same address, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. The Lord is moving mightily in that house. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that some of you should be connected to us. Amen. It's time to obey God. Amen. Hallelujah. And also, if the Lord will have you to sow a seed, amen, we ask that you, Father God, we ask that you go ahead and be obedient and sow the seed, amen, into this house. This is good ground. Sow into this word. When you hear a word and it blesses your soul, you know, go ahead and sow into that word. You can't pay for the word. My, the word is free. Hallelujah. And God, if he quickened it to your soul, listen, that's your word. It shall come to pass. Listen to me. Don't let no false prophet tell you got to pay for the word, amen. But if it's been a blessing to you, we ask that you go ahead and sow into that word and say, you know what, I'm going to take a leap of faith. I'm going to sow into this word, amen, hallelujah. And we know that God will do some mighty things in your life, amen, as you are a blessing to this ministry, amen. So catch me on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons on Facebook. Like our page. We have a page, New Creation Christian Ministries on Facebook. Go and like our page, amen, so you can stay abreast of everything that we're doing. God bless you. As you go down from this place, remember to keep your eyes on Jesus. Know that we love you and God does too. Amen. We're going to play James Fortune, I Believe. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
That I will. that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Have moved.
I believe.